Happy Monday, everybody. It's going to be a fun 3 hours on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Good morning and afternoon and evening.
All of them.
Yeah, because I don't know when you're listening.
Happy Monday through Friday, then, in that case. But it is Monday, and if you were anywhere near a television over the weekend, you may have caught even just the smallest bit of Sharon Osbourne talking to Bill Maher. And how did that go for you?
Well, exactly as one would expect, in fact. Turns out that Sharon's turn, and by the way, Holly, I apologize. We're not going to hear what I thought we would hear because I did not give you the clamp and I don't know where it starts. So I'm just going to pantomime what actually happened.
Very well.
But it's fine. It adds nothing. It's exactly this interview of Sharon Osbourne on Bill Maher is exactly as we would expect. It's just more of the same. Sharon points the finger at everyone else and doesn't actually...
And neglects the three that are pointing back at her.
Exactly. It doesn't... It did not... The interview did not address any of the issues as described by the folks on the talk. And instead of owning her own part in what whatever may or she believes may not have happened, she doubles down on the fact that she was a victim. And, she likes to blame other people, too. So it was shockingly not shocking. Because here's the thing. So, first of all, she went on Bill Maher, which I think was a very specific choice. Do you have a sense of why she may or may not have chosen to go on Bill Maher's program?
I do, and only because I caught ever such a tiny bit of it. It's because he just agrees with everything she says.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, and I think, yes, that's the outcome, right?
Right.
I think that the impulse and the reason that this this particular interview... Or why she decided to go on this. I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties with my dumb article. I just wanted to bring it up. But anyway, that's why I'm hesitating as I speak, because there's no hesitation necessary in explaining what actually happened. I think the reason she chose to go on Bill Maher is because Bill Maher, I think Bill Maher probably sought out this interview, because this aligns with Bill Maher's notion that everybody's too politically correct, cancel culture is out of control, all of the things that serve Sharon Osbourne in this moment are reflected by Bill Maher. And I think that's why this interview happened the way it did. Like, he's a very safe space, to use another oft-used term, a safe space for her. Because you don't have to convince him that cancel culture is out of control. You don't have to convince him that she could be the victim of a bunch of, you know, of a woke mob or however they would describe it, right? So, like, for her, it's safe territory. For him, it furthers his, particular beliefs.
Right.
That said, and were I to share with you about a minute clip of this, it really is just two people who agree with each other, not really challenging anything. So it's exactly as you would expect. He doesn't challenge her on, like, he asks her the questions about whether or not she used the language that she's accused of using against some of her co-hosts,
to which she probably said no.
She's like, those words aren't even in my vocabulary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's almost like, I don't even care because people use foul language. Women can be like crazy when they use words, you guys. Like, men are pigs, but women can use really. And she actually says at one point, she's like, yeah, women are bitches. And I was like, oh, okay. So that.
Wow.
It's that surface conversation. They talk about, you know, he basically wipes away any notion of racism institutionally or otherwise in the royal family by saying they grew up in a different generation. And she's like, yeah, it's just like that older generation. And you're like, wait a minute, what? So it's clear that, again, they were just there to sort of rub each other's back. she gets a place to sort of have her voice heard, which she didn't really offer anything new or different in the way of an explanation. The one thing that they, and I'll shut up, the one thing that they tried to do was say, Bill Maher goes, so here's what I see. You were fired. Piers was fired for having an opinion. And or for being, well, for, I don't remember exactly how he says it, but essentially implying that they were both fired from their jobs because of their thoughts or views, aka canceled, right? But that's not the case in either of their situations. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
No, it's fine. It just that makes me want to explode. And to your point, this is exactly what we thought would happen. And frankly, this is the notion that I would want to tune into an echo chamber where I'm essentially watching two people. Well, I suppose some could argue that our show is this way, but
no, not always.
Affirm this is true, but to watch two people continue to just affirm each other's misguided beliefs and not given the opportunity to challenge or have a real deep conversation, that keeps it pretty surface level.
Yeah.
If they're just going to sit there and now, what's interesting is I literally tuned in for all of a minute, and that's about all I could take.
Yeah.
And everything you've said happened outside of the minute that I watched, but sounds exactly like the minute I watched.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you can multiply that by about the 18 minutes or so that I think she was on.
Yeah, it was. No, I don't want to watch that. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that anywhere, frankly.
The only person who's going to watch that, frankly, are the people who want to hear what they're offering, which is they don't want to believe, you know. And that's, to me, that's the sadness, because there are people in these sort of like nebulous places, where these bubbles that are created, I think, entirely by the echo chambers of whatever social media feeds they're stuck in, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody's talking through those, right?
Right.
And I think, you know, like, I've got my opinions, sure, and I've got my beliefs, but I also appreciate a good conversation and where two, you know, people with opposing views can challenge each other. That is not what happened on this show. And I'm not saying I expected that. The one thing I just wanted to say is, like, and people forget this all the time, because it's like they're arguing over something that didn't happen. Again, to be clear, with Sharon Osbourne, she did not get fired because of her beliefs.
Right.
I would like to read, because I pulled both of these, because I was like, am I just saying things? CBS said, quote, Sharon Osbourne has decided to leave the talk. Mm-hmm. Is that Sharon Osbourne getting fired?
No, that is Sharon Osbourne deciding to leave the talk.
Okay. Piers Morgan got fired from ITV.
No.
Quote, following discussions with ITV, Piers Morgan has decided now is the time to leave Good Morning Britain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody out there could say, well, that's just corporate speak for, like, they don't want to admit that they fired him, or they were going to, or he saw the writing on the wall. No, no, no. If you are going to run around claiming you've been fired because of X, Y, and Z,
yeah,
show me the receipts.
Yeah, there
because
aren't
all
any.
I see, very clearly, and Piers Morgan and Sharon Osbourne don't seem to have a problem telling the honest truth. Like, I just tell the truth. Okay, well, which is it? Were you fired? Or did you think this was just an opportunity for you to get out of whatever responsibility you had without actually taking personal responsibility for your behavior?
And furthermore, I'm not here for the conversation about cancel culture, because once again, if somebody were canceled, that would mean they would not have a platform upon which to stand while they spoke their truth.
Exactly. And it's not to, again, you want to have a conversation about, I mean, a dozen things, great, but you have to start with facts. And in this particular case, we can't even get to the discussion because the facts, as they're being presented by the two people who are still talking,
are not canceled.
Not facts.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the frustrating thing I had about Sharon Osbourne on Bill Maher, because I used to be a fan of Bill Maher's ability to sort of poke at things, but he has since sort of, you know, I think in my own opinion, for what it's worth, has gone off into that territory where it's he's just more concerned about getting an audience by lighting things on fire than having actual thoughtful debates.
You know, you're absolutely right, too, because one of the things I used to really appreciate about Bill Maher was his ability to have a group of people with differing opinions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to say expose, that wasn't the right word, but give a place for those thoughts to be worked out in a forum. And that doesn't seem to be what he's doing any longer.
No, it's like he was like, oh, I got to get this Sharon on because, you know, she was canceled and now it's going to be. And he actually does like a victory lap in the interview where he talks about the fact that everybody was trying to get her and he was able to, and to, you know, grandiose applause by the four people in the audience because of
COVID.
I mean, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Well, 2021. Mm-hmm. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, Elizabeth Reese is going to bring us all of her opinions on all of the dirt straight from Hollywood. And we are going to be here to debate those opinions after this on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Beautiful Elizabeth Reese is here with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Busy week. All sorts of stuff happening.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Deep breaths, everybody.
Big week.
Let's say happy birthday to Suri Cruz.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
my
God, she's 15 years old.
That's what I was going to say. She's got to be like 15.
This is why I like to do this on occasion, these little happy birthdays, because I think it really helps put in perspective how quickly we are all aging, collectively.
You know, nothing tells you how old you are like other people's kids.
It is so true. Mm-hmm. It's so true. What do I always say about those twins of yours?
Oh, yes, because that is your indicator of how long you've worked at My Talk.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
However 11, old the twins the are, that's how old my Talk career is.
Almost 11 and a half.
Look at that. So Suri Cruz is 15, and Katie Holmes celebrated her only child's latest milestone with a really sweet little Instagram post featuring a trio of rare black and white images of her daughter. And it's very sweet. She said, happy 15th birthday, sweetheart. I love you. I can't believe you are already 15. And let me just say, I mean, mothers love their children.
This is true.
But this mother really loves this child.
Absolutely.
Well, they're been like carrying besties. That child until she was about 12. Mm-hmm. She would carry her from like...
I would too. If I had photographers following me, I would like just mother duckling my children and have them under my coat.
You know, we used to make fun of... not Suri, but of Katie for, you know, carrying Suri everywhere. And we would say that Suri was a mermaid.
Yeah, because she didn't have legs.
She didn't have legs to walk on her own.
She was afraid. I would be so afraid if I was Katie Holmes, of like someone snatching her.
Well, if I were afraid of someone snatching me as Katie Holmes, it would be Tom Cruise.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is who she ran away from.
Think about how difficult that would be to trust anybody when you're... with like the father of your child is Tom Cruise, and then the rest of the world is the rest of the world.
Isn't it amazing?
Like, no wonder she can't trust anybody.
No, and still, like, let's just all recall, what does she have on him that allowed her to get everything and get out and him never say a single thing? She has some serious stuff.
So many things.
She has so many things.
We could know them all.
I do,
maybe,
too.
We'll be able to know them when Suri is an adult.
Maybe.
Ooh, and
that is if, okay, guys, if you needed motivation to make sure that you are fit as a fiddle and super healthy, it is so that you live long enough for that to happen.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. We got 3 more years, and then we're good.
Until she's an adult, but I don't know. I bet it won't come out until Tom Cruise dies, and he's going to live forever.
I mean,
he lives in a hyperbaric chamber.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, that's totally.
He's going to be a part of the singularity.
Yeah, he is.
Praise Xenu.
Guys, Demi Lovato has gotten herself into a little bit of a situation here with this frozen yogurt shop.
It's not great.
And when you read it at first, you're kind of going, okay, Demi. And then you go, oh, Demi, okay. And, you know, we're big fans of Demi Lovato. We want the best for her.
I really do.
I absolutely do. But she took to Twitter to blast a frozen yogurt shop in L.A. called The Big Chill. And here's what she said. Finding it extremely hard to order Froyo from The Big Chill when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies / other diet foods before you get to the counter. do better, please. I apologize. This was on Instagram, not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then she added the hashtag diet culture vultures. Here's what happened when the Big Chill saw this. They write their own Instagram story saying, we carry items for diabetics, celiac disease, vegan, and of course have many indulgent items as well. We are not diet vultures. We cater to all of our customers' needs for the past 36 years. We are sorry you found this offensive.
Which is a lovely response to something that probably was aimed at kind of hurting them.
Demi Lovato not going to relent and went back and said, you can carry things for other people while also caring for another percentage of your customers who struggle daily just to even step foot in your store. You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs, including eating disorders, one of the deadliest mental illnesses, only second to opioid overdoses. Don't make excuses. Just do better. Demi, I don't know. I don't know where to go with this, but I don't really. That's a tough road. That's going to be an interesting road. If we're going to go down that road, there's going to be a lot of places that have to adjust things.
I feel like she's got a good argument with the wrong person.
Yeah, yes. I think that's a good point.
Like, yeah, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's trying to make the right point, but in the wrong, like, my opinion, the wrong case, because, you know, they responded like, oh, actually, we do all that because we're very concerned about, you
being
know,
inclusive,
all of these other reasons that maybe you hadn't stopped to think about, which is totally understandable.
And, right.
You know, you'd think at that point, Demi would be like, oh, yeah, OK, well, maybe I overreacted a little bit. I don't know. Maybe she just had like a passion and she let it out. But I kind of feel like when you have 100+ million followers, you got to be careful going after an individual
and an individual little business.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
when
rough.
It's I feel like it would be one thing if you said, hey, I'm celiac, would love to see some gluten free options or something. But that's an inclusive way.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. The messaging matters, right? Like the wording of the messaging matters.
Right.
Does she have a point? Sure. She absolutely has a point. And she has a lot of firsthand knowledge of eating disorders, as she has been very public about suffering with an eating disorder.
Right.
That said, there is a way to compassionately educate somebody without
accusing. But it's also like, and believe me, I mean, I really want to be in and would consider myself very sensitive to eating things and body image issues. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think it's going to be a challenge if every restaurant or eating or food establishment has to like take on the responsibility of managing triggers for people. That's just very difficult because food is everywhere.
Right.
And food is something that we all consume. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
and
I think though, you know, in this instance, like shows this, I think like there's a way as a business to handle it and a way not to handle it. And at least this business in this moment chose to handle it by being, you know, thoughtful and, you know, caring in their response.
Yeah.
It clearly didn't address or it didn't solve Demi Lovato's frustrations, but it's not their responsibility to do that individually, right? Like they're probably just trying to maintain a open line of communication with the rest of their customers. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I know. I don't know.
It's an awkward again. Situation. As if you're Demi Lovato, it just shows, you know, you have to.
We got to keep working through things.
Be careful.
It's a
where you pick and choose.
Yeah. And she's certainly not the first celebrity to like say something about an individual on Twitter or something and then end up kind of looking like a bit of a bully because your collective following is so much greater than that. I give you like Lizzo and the food delivery driver.
Mm. And to Lizzo's credit, she did.
She apologized.
Yeah, she,
and she was like, whoa, didn't think that through.
Yeah, there's a bigger picture sometimes than people are aware.
Good talk, guys.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that dirt alert.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have some pop culture mysteries to solve. We're going to do that in the form of blind items, which Holly's brought for us in this segment. We call it Blinded by the Item. We'll do it after this. Pop culture mysteries. We love to solve them on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Well, hello.
And we do these pop culture mystery solvings in the form of blind items. Which
solvings.
Which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Yep. Celebrity gossip mysteries. Try this one on for size, cool. Colleen and Bradley. This former A-plus list mostly television actor who has starred on three hit shows is laying low right now because of charges he could be facing related to a friend's criminal case.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this somehow related to, like, A-Rod?
No.
I thought that was a good guess.
That was a good guess. Celebrity offspring. Good.
No, former A-plus.
Oh, sorry, I was on a whole different one. Sorry.
Killer. Former A-plus list, mostly TV actor.
Yes.
Three
hit shows.
Hit shows and has a friend facing criminal charges. Are the charges of a financial nature?
No.
Are they of a
Kelsey
sexual?
Grammer. Not Kelsey Grammer?
Not Kelsey Grammer.
But sexual nature?
Yes.
Okay, so the former A-plus list TV actor.
Could be.
Is it? Can I get an age range on this person?
This person. Oh, geez, late 30s, early 40s.
Okay, so not Tom Selleck.
Not Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck? What the heck made you think of Tom Selleck?
I don't know.
Selleck.
I feel like he's A-plus list
to my grandma.
But, like, what were the three shows?
I mean, he was in Friends, he was in Magnum P.I., and maybe something else
he's
I haven't
heard
of.
He's in Blue Bloods. He's been on that for 500 years.
Yeah. Thank you. See, my math was working.
Now, I like that you bring up Tom Selleck and Friends, Colleen, because maybe here's a hint. One of the shows that this person starred on, he came in as a late replacement for a star of the show that left that show. So he's not closely associated with the program,
yeah,
but he starred on it nonetheless, and
that's
probably
a
made a lot of money.
Hoops that my brain can't jump
Brad
through
Pitt?
This early.
No.
Okay, so who are we more likely to know? The A-plus list, mostly TV actor, most likely, or the friend relating, or the friend with the charges?
Well, you're going to know the friend with the charges because they have been making headlines the past year or so. And so once you get to that person, then
Elaine?
You're going to... No. Then you're going to find the television actor.
Charges.
Charges.
What other charges do we have? They're sexual.
Oh, yes.
They're sexual charges. James Franco?
No. But...
Harvey Weinstein?
No.
But Armie Hammer?
No.
Oh my God, there's so many.
I know, that's the sad part. Oh, is it the guy, Scott Rudin?
No.
Oh, but Danny Masterson?
There you go.
Oh.
Okay.
So who would be the former A-plus list mostly television actor?
Charlie
Ashton
Sheen?
Kutcher?
To Colleen, I give you one of these.
I got there.
Oh, Ashtone.
Yes. Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men,
that's right.
Which is right. Again, you don't really think of Ashton Kutcher with Two and a Half Men, but there he is. So Ashton Kutcher's been laying low right now because of charges he could be facing related to a Danny Masterson's criminal case.
Interesting. Very interesting.
No Cheetos commercials for him. Maybe in the near future.
Okay. Cheetos commercials?
Yeah, remember the Super Bowl? They did Cheetos commercials. Yeah, it was really memorable.
I forgot that.
Super Bowl. Okay, here's another celebrity gossip mystery. This A-plus list mostly movie actor got liposuction this past week, and apparently one of his recent hookups commented on his weight.
Oh, after the lipo? No, I'm kidding.
A-plus list mostly movie.
Now, this will all make sense when you remember some photographs that were published last week.
Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, honey, no. Gerard Depardieu. Don't! This would be surprising. You would not think of this person perhaps going in
Chris
for some
Chris Hemsworth.
No.
You might be surprised that this person went under a liposuction procedure because they claimed to have done something else last week.
Mm. Oh, they claimed to have done something else last week.
Yes.
Like they had a different kind of surge?
Yes.
Oh.
When we saw the photographs and people were like, well, why? But, okay.
I don't remember this. Do you remember this?
Not at all. Like, it's actually hurting me right now because I'm like,
Tom Cruise?
I'm trying to get through the cobwebs.
That wouldn't be very surprising. No.
True.
But in
is it
that,
a Chris?
No, it's not a Hollywood Chris, but this person occupies the same kind of celebrity as a Tom Cruise does.
Tom Hanks?
No. Big star.
Big star. Big star doing big things.
A big Hollywood star who's
Tom Selleck. I see your finger.
No, okay. Here, I will give you the big
We're
hint.
Really bad today. Happy Monday.
Well, I'm not warmed up. Monday.
Some days.
I got to stretch a little bit here.
There were some photographs of this person published last week of him leaving a medical facility in a wheelchair.
Oh, yes. Who was that? I can see it. He's hunched over. Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Hunched over, he had like dental surgery.
They said he had his wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah, and he was like
from his thighs.
He was like unconscious.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a look.
It was not a good look.
Yeah.
That, so we're saying he had lipo. That.
Well, that's what NT lawyer is saying. Is that Brad Pitt.
Somebody called him? What did they say?
They commented on his weight.
Oh, they
so
just
we
commented
don't.
On his
we
weight.
Don't know if they. You know,
one of his
what
recent hookups.
Okay, I just want to say something about the world. We know the like they took pictures of him outside of the medical center. It seems to me, I don't know much, but a medical center that does lipo might not be the same medical center that takes your wisdom teeth out.
Well, let's do the math. Is there, can you see the sign?
I'm working on it. I can't zoom in and I don't have my glasses on. The doctor who's wheeling him has the name of the medical center.
On,
I can't get in close enough.
Here, I'll do it.
Okay.
You do it. Thank you.
Solving mysteries in real time.
What does it say? You can't get in, right?
It says Glenn something MD anesthesiology.
Okay. So I don't, who knows? Maybe things are different in Beverly Hills.
Or maybe he's in Glendale and didn't want to get noticed. Could very well be.
We'll figure that out. We'll get to the bottom of that. Also, he just looks so...
Well, I mean, he was probably on some drugs, you guys.
That's true. Even if it was getting his wisdom teeth removed.
Also, can we ask a question? Do you not see this? What's interesting about this photo? Anyone?
Is it the very large ring that he's wearing on his right hand?
No, it's not him.
Oh, okay.
So if for the audience, paint a picture for what you're looking at. Sorry to derail you, Holly, but I think this is crucial.
Well, we're solving mysteries.
He's in a wheelchair. He's wearing his mask and some Elvis sunglasses and a hood. And he's hunched over.
Yep, but behind him, what do you have?
Well, I see the doctor in scrubs or somebody in scrubs.
Yeah, and then who's behind that person?
I can't.
Is it a bodyguard?
A very large... human who
Why is he holding him?
The doctor? Yeah, good question.
Like, so there's a guy pushing Brad Pitt, and then there's a guy behind him holding on to the guy pushing Brad Pitt as if to like
protect him,
hold
maybe?
Him back.
I don't understand.
Like, it's really weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, who's that man holding him?
I don't know.
Like, why would you just have a stranger, especially in coronavirus? They're all wearing masks.
Right.
You have this guy in street clothes. Just...
I thought he just, for some reason, when I first saw the picture, I thought he was like posing for a photograph with his arm around.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's
like,
going on?
Weird, awkward family photo.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it's
know,
a bodyguard or something.
I don't know. We know the photograph was taken in Beverly Hills based on.
Obviously.
Well, LA's a big town. And that the doctor, it's just his scrubs and...
Oh, it's got to be the bodyguard. Because keep scrolling through the article. There's a photo of the same guy in the plain clothes, like, holding his jacket open to block...
Right, the doctor
Brad
from the
Pitt.
Pictures.
Because we just need to know the last name of Glenn, because then we could figure out
what the heck
what
this surgery
medical
center is.
Facility... Brad Pitt was being treated
at. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Then we could look at all the medical suites in this facility and then figure it out.
Okay, good call. Good call. Thank you. We're working on it. Don't worry about it, guys. We're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. Sorry. Is it Glenn with two N's?
I can't. Yeah. Oh, yes? You keep looking. We're going to do this
so.
Last
okay, one. Okay, let's Glenn and then a last one.
I'm on it.
All right. Yeah. Glenn, anesthesiologist, it's Beverly
Glenn
Hills.
Blank, MD, anesthesiologist.
Okay. Happy Monday, everybody. Here's our last celebrity gossip mystery of the afternoon. No one is interested in the reality show being pitched by the disgraced pastor. He's looking for investors for a new church and promises he can still bring in the big money.
Carl Lentz. My first thought was Jerry Falwell.
Well, I mean, that could very well be too. Like,
that's not happening.
No.
I don't even think he's a pastor, honestly. I think
you're probably right.
I think his brother is, but I don't think he is.
I think
he's just a
guy
who likes to wear Speedos in the corner
and watch his wife enjoy the presence of another person. Yep.
You're welcome. But anyway, back to Carl.
No one is interested in a reality show being pitched by Carl Lentz. Carl Lentz is looking for investors for a new church, and he promises he can still bring in the big money.
You guys, can I tell you, though, we didn't talk about this, but there was an interview, maybe with Justin Bieber, where basically he was like, he basically, without saying it, said Carl Lentz is a big hack.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
But, you know, it was very interesting, and we never got to talk about this, because I did read that article, and I thought, well, this is Rich coming, because he basically accuses Carl Lentz of, you know, he's like, people try too hard to, like, I don't remember exactly, because I wasn't thinking about this prior to when you just brought it up, but I remember thinking at the time as I was reading this, it's pretty Rich coming from a person who, you know, is playing for an audience.
He's well, like, what's interesting about it is what he said was, be careful of who you put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And basically said, like, and there's truth to this, right? Like,
yeah,
I actually agree with his point, which is pastors are no closer to God than anybody else can be. They typically just have a different education and they've kind of signed on to a different engagement with scripture. But he basically is like, everybody has that capability. Do not put them on a pedestal and be careful of ones who ask you to do that.
I think that's totally, you know, all of those points are valid. I just think that's interesting coming from a person who is just a musician, just a guy with the guitar.
Right.
A guy with, you know, a humble voice.
Who's trying to sell his new album as basically a gospel album.
On a pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, and truly, they're trying to market this latest album as a gospel album.
Yep.
So be careful who you listen to about putting people on a pedestal. Oh my gosh, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we just got lots of business to take care of. Bradley's going to go to the restroom, and when we come back, we're also going to talk about this shady Instagram post that J-Lo liked. OMG, what the heck after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, you guys. Can we have a little conversation about J-Rod? What's a J-Rod?
What's a J-Rod?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
So, okay. They broke up, right? Like, they did this weird false breakup, then they did this weird get-together, and then they broke up again, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, what happened? What's the story? Well, now people are really talking because J-Lo shadily liked a post.
Oh, that's the real deal when people start doing that.
It's a post from a poet.
Liking things on the internet.
Yeah, like, we see you.
It's a post by a author, a poetic author, Reuben Holmes, also known
as... I think they're just called poets, but okay, sure.
Also known as R.H. Sin.
Okay.
Okay, here's the post.
All right.
that J-Lo liked.
Oh, God.
Right?
Y'all.
Don't make her think you care, even when you have never given a bleep about her. But the bleep is not a bleep. It's the F-word. And J-Lo was like, and you know what happens when verified people like things on the Instagrams? You can see it. She did not, of course, comment. She just passive aggressively liked the Instagram post.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Also awesome for that author. Hello.
Like, it's a poetic author.
Thank you for the poetic author individual. It's awesome that it brings attention. I don't know this person's work, but you better believe a lot of people are going to know about R.H. Sin today and evermore because J-Lo liked a post.
Right?
But also...
Let's talk about the
we
post.
We see you, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. You got to be real careful. But see, she knew what she was doing.
Of course. Right. No one has ever accused Jennifer Lopez of being dumb.
Well, and any celebrity for that matter, okay? Because... Well,
you know, except for maybe.
Well, that one. But, you know.
You gentlemen.
It's fine.
Can't keep it in their pants, but yes.
But anytime, if this is to me is akin to when a celebrity who's married and or engaged walks outside without their wedding ring on, they know exactly the message they're going to send, right? Mm-hmm. When a celebrity account, and I'm not saying that it necessarily was J-Lo, right, that double tapped that post, but what I'm saying is whoever runs her social media account, which could be her, whatever, double tapped that Instagram post. They knew good and well what that was going to do.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise she'd be on her alt liking things.
Yeah. It's not like you or me.
Beverly McCracken.
Yeah. It's not like when Beverly McCracken likes a post, it just gets dumped in the 50,000 other people who liked.
I mean, you do this all the time, right?
I do.
Like, you are like, I'm just being stupid. When you like things, you're like...
What are people going to think about this?
People are going to see that I'm liking this, and hopefully they'll get my secret message.
For the record...
Yeah, they'll be able to read what I have to say by smashing it.
I am not verified on the Insties.
No, that is true.
So, it doesn't matter.
For good reason.
I'm regular Tom, Dick, or Joe.
Because you're not real.
I am AI. That is correct.
We all are, really, when you think about it.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, this is like...
This is all a simulation, you guys.
Are we in a weird space today?
Because, you know, the truth is, if we're ever going to get to a place where building a believable simulation is possible, that means we're already there.
Okay, this conversation went into a place I wasn't ready for.
So I think that humanity either is going to we're about to end, or this is all just a dream. Mm-hmm. So I hope you're fine with it.
I don't even know what to do. I'm going to like that post, I guess.
Also, ghosts are time travelers from the future.
For more of Bradley's hot takes, stay right where you are for the next few hours because he'll be unleashing them here.
If I haven't already, you don't know. Oh, no, Lord. Back to the story.
Back
about Jennifer.
To the actual thing we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I think like this is so obvious, as we would say on the Colleen and Bradley show, that somebody or something... An artificial intelligence that's responsible for this account, or Jennifer Lopez herself, or somewhere in between, knew very well what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I would be interested, and I haven't done the work, so feel free to, you know, educate me if you know this or do the work, whether or not there's a connection between her and this poetic author person. Like, was she previously following this person? That's the kind of stuff I'd want to know.
Yeah, we got questions.
Mm-hmm. And no time for answers.
Okay,
bye!
Because when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is the movie or TV location that you would want to visit in real life? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this.